the code of silence, that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Normally you tune into other shows I'm on, other programs, there's been some television ones as well, and you've listened to the blurbs, as I call them, that I've given out over the last couple of years. And before that, I did radio shows on Sweet Liberty, on Shortwave International. I've been pushing from the beginning to see if anyone was really interested in the topics that I like to speak about, the topics which concern everyone, especially in these times, topics which won't go away by wishful thinking. They're not very pleasant because it's a whole reality shift, what they call a paradigm shift in perception. For those who wish to look into the histories of how we got to where we are and where we're going, look into CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, my website. And for those who speak other tongues, the tongues of Europe, look into Alan Watt, SentientSentinel.eu. As I say, these topics are not pleasant. We're taught to be egocentric, a recent phenomenon, really, because only up until the time that television took over from radio, did we ever think that the world was supposed to be a happy place all the time? Because it wasn't, and neither was the average individual supposed to be happy all the time. When massive advertising came in, not by itself, by the way, advertising was brought in to help control the people and to shape their minds into a different kind of reality and a future. That is when the egocentric behavior was pushed, because you never see a very unhappy face in an advertising campaign on anything, whether they're selling toothbrushes or toothpaste to whatever. You always see this happy, happy face, as though the ultimate orgasm had just hit the person involved. And it's a big con, of course, because the system we live in of commerce is based on creating unhappiness. That's the whole point of it. Nothing is made to last that you buy. In fact, it's getting a lot worse now that the business has gone to China. They are maximizing the profits, as they like to say, and cheapening all the products at the same time, so they don't last very long. And it really doesn't matter that they don't last long, because as long as we have this free availability of credit cards, it seems that the sky is a limit to the average person who doesn't know anything else. How on earth did we get to this stage of manipulation? Well, it's to do with the creation of reality and how masses of people can be conditioned slowly through generations into leaving one field where they chew happily on the grass into another field, a field that was already prepared and planned by people who lived hundreds of years ago. Because those who rule the world work intergenerationally. Now I hear the music coming on, and I'll be back after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody
knows. Hi, folks. Alan Watt back here again on Cutting Through the Matrix. In the following shows, I hope to go through some of the histories and some of the religions going from very, very early times, which transformed us all, generation by generation, up to the present point, and show you the new religion, which is pretty well almost here, a form of state worship. A form of state worship also based on earth worship, which really is one and the same thing for the elite. As long as we believe it, then we will do and believe whatever they tell us. This can only be done with one or two generations. Once that's done, you'll see children happily volunteering to be sterilized to save Gaia and Mother Earth. Now, this has been written about by people involved in high think tanks which plan your world, they plan your reality, and they market it into your head through magazines, television, and they make sure that you're all indoctrinated in the same schooling, and that way everyone will believe the earth is flat if they say so. People can be made to believe anything, unfortunately, And that is the problem. Mammals all look towards the older mammal, the parent, at least one of them, to point out things which they should be aware of. If the mammal doesn't do that, the parent, then the young one will think that the world's born into, and all its enemies, are the predators, are quite natural. They're friendly towards them. It's the same with humans. If your parents didn't know, didn't question the reality into which they were born, and don't warn the child grows up thinking, this is the only possible system that could ever have evolved. It's as simple as that. This is called the creation of culture, or culture creation, written about thousands of years ago by various philosophers, mainly from Greece and some of the Aramaic countries, where they tell you how they create the cultures of their own periods and how they kept control of those cultures and even updated them like computer programs, mainly through the arts and the sciences, the drama, the fashion industry, and even called it the fashion industry 2,300 years ago. They made sure that everyone in ancient Greece at one period had to attend the traveling plays that were put on by actors and actresses that came from the Middle East. Even the slaves had to go because they would copy or mimic, as Plato said, that which they saw on stage, including the fashions and the music. Music was such a powerful tool that Plato wanted it to be licensed. He knew the effects it could have on the youth, but he also knew that the military music also stirred the youth to war, and that could be useful to those in control, the dominant minority, or the guardians, as he liked to call his own class. Aldous Huxley, in various speeches towards, or at least at Ivy League universities, spoke about this dominant minority still existing. He said that it had always existed, and he saw no reason why it shouldn't always exist. And that is true. To them, it's their world. They own the resources of the world. They own the financial system of the world. And they also inbreed like crazy because they marry wealth. Not just any wealth, not new wealth, but old wealth. Because to them, you prove your good breeding, as they call it, through having selected mates. Mates who have accumulated wealth through many generations and never lost it. That's how they're mated up. The idea, in fact, of love, romantic love, is a fairly recent phenomena being promoted to the public. Prior to the 1800s, it was more of a practical thing to do, was to get married, to keep the species going. And plus, since most folk lived on rural areas, they needed all the help they could get on the farms. So the more children they had, the better, the more chances of survival the people would have. The modern histories they give you would tend to make you think that every male in history had it so good. And that's the big lie. Most people did not have it so good. Right up into the 20th century and many today, even the Western world have it fairly poorly. Coming from Britain, I watched the machinations of a country being merged with Europe through my whole lifetime. And it was always decried as false by those who were actually doing it. I think it was summed up pretty good by professors at Oxford University who said that we always deny with our lips that which we do with our hands. It was so easy to see the amalgamation taking place in the little catchphrases they'd use when prime ministers all met together to tighten the bonds and to get closer ties with the European countries. Today, in the Americas, we're going through the same process. It's not happening by chance. It was planned before I was born, and before your parents and grandparents were born, in fact, this particular amalgamation. Karl Marx wrote about it in the 1800s. He said there would be three great trading blocks, a united Europe, a united America, and also a United Pacific Rim region. He also mentioned the most favored nation trading status as well. The same term they still use with the economic unions of today. We're living through a big business plan, a long-range business plan, in which we have no participation. We just go through the motions and do what we're told and vote new people in. And yet, regardless of who you vote in, the same agenda goes on. Because really, all sovereignty was signed away at San Francisco at the end of World War II, when all the countries signed the UN Treaty, the Charter. The trick then was to fool the public into allowing amalgamation to take place, slowly, ever so slowly. That's how you don't spook the animals, you don't spook the hare down below, and sure enough, it works very well. And that's also part of the reason why in the Western world, they suddenly came out with credit cards and gave you easy loans, even without collateral, for the first time. It was to get a generation dumbed down, happy, stuffed full of good food, and all the fun they could possibly buy while they were doing all of this. Because when you're poor and the tyrants are going further with your life, you tend to object a little. But when you're stuffed and happy and entertained to death, then you graze quite happily. You're in a semi-coma. You're comatic. You're hypnotized in a sense. And that's what's happened. Once the amalgamation takes place, then they'll pull the rug from underneath you and stop all those cheap credit cards and interest and so on, and then you'll be back in hell, only with a new master. It's really the same master. It's only the top of the pyramid, the capstone, that will be in charge and come out openly. For those in Australia and New Zealand, this has been brought about by the Royal International Society, basically, of Britain. In the West, they call it the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. In the East and in all Commonwealth countries, is called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. You'll find most politicians, the major politicians for the last 50, 60, maybe even 70 years, have all been members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. An association began by a royal charter. In other words, it was promoted and given a royal decree to exist on behalf of the elite of London. To bypass what they call democracy, they decided that democracy was just too tiresome, and all these arguments with different parties made sure that nothing really was done in a hurry. And these guys at the top are very impatient to have their plans fulfilled, so they thought they would give us a dummy parliament with a lot of dummies yelling at each other at the bottom, and make sure that the boys at the top were employed by them. That's how it's done. And Professor Carol Quigley wrote about this in Tragedy and Hope, and in his other major book, it's called The Anglo-American Establishment. He was the historian, the official historian for the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the CFR for many years. And he said there had been a parallel government for about 50 or 60 years prior to his writing this down, and that was in the 1960s. That is why, regardless of the faces that change throughout your lifetime in politics, this agenda steamrolls ahead. It's not just an agenda with a little goal for more wealth for the elite. This is the struggle for the entire planet to come under their dominion. That includes everything on the planet, in the planet, everything that moves and breathes, all natural resources. These characters at the top are going for godhood, you see. They have decided as well that we are just too inefficient the way we're made. They want purpose-made people, and hence that was the reason for the tremendous financing into genetic research. Back in the 60s, they talked about the need to always to help the poor, sick people, those with genetic deformities and so on. They pull this out of the bag all the time when they want really to change the entire population. And of course, the only way you could possibly stop genetic deformities is to remove the genes. And so the public allowed the tampering and all the testing to go on. Unbeknownst to the public, the Human Genome Project was underway worldwide.
I'll tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back here again. I'm cutting through the matrix. Before the break, I was talking about the genetic research and why it was a must-be for those at the top, because they know that it's hard to keep control of a world population if you don't have complete information on every individual. Every individual must be predictable, completely predictable, for total control. The ID cards that are being dished out worldwide, the active ID cards, will become your credit cards too, your bank cards, eventually your sole bank card. That's been admitted to in England. And it's the same card worldwide that's being used. But also that's only a stepping stone towards, ultimately, altering the people themselves, enhancing them. Usually these lovely terms like enhancing people by removing defective genes and putting in superior ones. Purpose-made people as Plato talked about 2,300 years ago, is coming to pass. That's the next step. And we are in the balance right now. The world is in the balance. Everyone on the planet is in the balance to hang on either to humanity as it's been or to go along with it. And judging from what we see around us in society, over 90% of the public will go along with whatever they're guided to go along to by the elites. You see this in their lives. They adopt everything that's given out to them. They question nothing. They listen to the 6 o'clock news, and all they can repeat is the news they've heard on the previous night's station. They have no original thoughts of their own. The young have also been under attack. We've all been under attack through inoculations our entire lives. And you can see the dull eyes in many of the young now. They have no interest in anything around them. They only come to life, if you call it that, when they're playing video games, where they go around killing everyone else. That's the whole object of a video game, something invented by the military to help allay and remove the natural disdain for killing other people. It makes it very easy for them to join armies. And that's why they gave the video games to the public 20 years ago. They wanted a generation to grow up that would join the military, because the U.S. especially was a driving force, they had decided, and the financier to supply men and arms and so on for the last part of their conquering across the Middle East to bring about a standardized world. We're living through it right now. And people are, by their silence, acquiescing to the whole agenda. It's so strange that people who are abused will turn to the abuser for safety, something the elite have always known. And so we have a campaign of terror on the public. They call it a war of terror. They mean it is a war of terror, but they're not telling you that the terror is upon you, to train you all into submitting quietly and doing what you're told as you go through the greatest changes we've seen in history for thousands of years. They call it the changing of the age. They plan the world in ages. 2,000 years ago, one age ended, another begun. Now Aquarius is going out or coming in, and Pisces goes out. That's what they mean by that. That's what George Bush Sr. meant when he said everything was going to the heavenly plan, because they use the zodiac like a time clock in the high secret societies that are not so secret anymore. Later on in this show, I'll be taking some calls, and I depend upon the engineer for today, at least, to let me know who'll be on the line. And we'll see what we can do in reply to your questions. Please don't make them the usual questions that people do ask, of what particular group is behind it, because I've gone on into this in so many talks before, that all the competing groups amalgamated a long time ago. You'll find MI6 at the top compartment, and the Mossad, and the CIA, and a host of others have been amalgamated since World War II. That's when it all really happened. We live in a fairy tale world, in the sense where we're taught to be perpetual children and not to think for ourselves. Most don't. That's the sad truth. They only think about information that's downloaded into them through education and through television and magazines and science shows and all the rest of it, even though the science shows are meant to keep you in the past, because everything we're given at this level is actually obsolete and was a long time ago. The computer itself was only given to the public as a training mechanism to train the public into smaller and smaller computers, and the cell phone combined ultimately, and then the next step is the brain chip. That's how you lead a horse to water, you see. Only this time, they'll allow you to drink for yourself. They won't make you drink. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks.
Everybody
knows. Alan Watt back here again. Talking about some of the things that have led up to where we are today and where we're going. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where we're going, because they're telling us where we're going. We see it in magazines now, to do with the genetic engineering of the ideal person. Ideal design is another meaning of ID. We're just too inefficient the way we are today, especially when there's a possibility, slim though it may be, that we might wake up individually and do something about it. That's why the rush is on to terrify everyone into more submission and allow themselves to take a chip down the road. These chips, by the way, are ready. And at Loyola University in Louisiana, they did have world science meetings there. One of them, the first ones, was started off by Newt Gingrich, who gave the opening speech. And it was paid for by the American Department of Commerce. It The reason it was paid for the U.S. Department of Commerce is because you're all owned, you see. That's why they sponsored the whole world event. The top scientists in the bioengineering were all there, and technology, and they said they have it ready to go. All they have to do is convince the public to take it. Now, how would you convince the public to take it? Well, you go mainly for the young. The young have nothing to compare any past with. Therefore, you make it sound exciting, like they're superheroes in the cartoons. And that's why they're in the cartoons. The children want those particular powers. And like every other thing that's gone before them, it's always a big lie. There's an ulterior reason for it. Because once you take this particular chip and everyone has it, on goes the main switch, and you will no longer be you. If you terrify the public enough in any society for any length of time, you can make them take anything for relief. During the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and to the 90s, it's tranquilizers they dished out by the bucketful, by the tons, actually. In the 1970s, they found that Valium and related drugs were being taken by over 60 to 70% of the female population of Britain because the times were changing so drastically and the stress was becoming so high. They offered all this stuff to keep them nice and happy. The new method will be more efficient since everyone will have their own little program running, but it won't be your program. It's designed for you by others. A state of oblivion. And it's hard to believe, for me, that people would rather take that to escape the terror of conscious thought as they see it, rather than face things as they really are. But you know, many, many people will succumb. They will succumb and take anything that's offered that promises them relief, because to them, being an individual is too heavy a burden. Socialism had been introduced to keep people in perpetual childhood. That's why you work 8 hours a day and then you play for the rest. You play all the time. In fact, you have no time for your own children anymore. You'd rather play yourself and enjoy yourself. And both parents, unfortunately, if there are two parents left anymore in a family, are both the same. It doesn't matter. They're taught they deserve their little rewards at the end of the day. And their whole life runs around acquiring more and more cheap goods from China that make them smile for a few days until the novelty wears off and they've got to buy something else. It's just like training rats to collect seed by pulling a lever. That's how you reward yourself for working. How many people really would be working in their jobs, the boring jobs that they're in, with all the increased stress that constantly goes up and up and up, if they had the choice? We are in a system, a complete commercialized system, a system based on economics, a science, of course, which most people are kept out of. They don't teach it at lower school. It's kept back for those in the know, those who deal with the money, like Lord Rothschild said, because those who deal with the money and don't produce anything, they just deal with money, will become incredibly wealthy, even though they're non-producers. And as Rothschild said, they will understand the scam of money, but they won't complain about it since they're doing so well by playing the game. And that is true. That is true. The economists of the 1700s and 1800s already had the future mapped out. Read the books, John Stuart Mill, for instance, and his son, who was also John Stuart Mill, who took over as one of the top economists for Britain and the monarchy. And he had listed all the peoples who would be brought into the next society and those inferior types or races or creeds that were deemed impossible. They couldn't possibly adapt to the new system that was to be brought in. They had the American Indians written down for eradication. They had even the Irish written down for eradication because they kept rebelling and saying no to all the demands of London. They didn't want these factories and 16 hours per day inside these brick walls producing widgets for someone across the world somewhere who could afford them. So the eradication of species of humans or creeds of humans or types is nothing new. Hitler didn't dream that up. Hitler was just another part of it that came down the pike, all from the same source, really, because eugenics has always been a big, big part of this program. The nobility, even in ancient times, practiced eugenics. They chose their mates or had priests choose them for them. They went through their genealogies, and they married certain types into other certain types to eradicate too much emotion. They wanted to breed in the logical part, the part that could be firm and tough and perhaps ruthless at times. They said that was a good leader, you see. And it's the same today. We now have a few thousand of them running the world, and we call them psychopaths. They're inbred psychopaths. They have all the money in the world, and therefore they have all the think tanks in the world. The pyramid from the capstone down is just one boss at the top, one group, and a whole bunch of think tanks down below them, and then the media before it below that, then the military and police, etc., all the way down to the bottom level, the wasteland, they call it. That's why they have the sparse grass at the bottom of the pyramid. It's the wasteland of the general public, those who are base, as they say themselves. That's the mystery of the pyramid, nothing phenomenal about it at all. It's a system, a complete entire system, which I call the Matrix. The Matrix comes from the mother, from matter, the world of matter we're born into, because this world is a battle all the time between forces, forces of spirit versus forces of matter. We humans are the only beings, supposedly, that have the ability to think and choose between what we think is right or wrong, or destructive and non-destructive. Yet we generally fail to do so. We take the easier path, which generally hurts other people. We have lost our ability to be cohesive, and cohesion helps you get through crisis. That's why tribes at one time took care of everyone in the tribe, regardless of their status. It didn't matter, because the purpose at that time was not to serve an economic system as it is today. The purpose was to stay alive and fulfill yourself as much as you could within this world and get as far as you could possibly go. And that didn't mean going on in a commercialized system, exploiting others to get to the top. When money came in around, coined money around 800 BC, in came the whole very old culture that already existed with the Phoenicians. In came that with it, and everything was reversed. Now the public were there to serve the economic system and not the other way around. Nothing has changed. That's still taught in economics at the top today, that everyone exists to serve the economic system. And yet the economic system has decided that there's just not enough resources to go on for a few more million years if everyone gets their little toys and goodies, the little rewards we're taught to expect. And they will run short of all the different things that the elite themselves will need. And therefore, they planned a long time ago to start reducing the population by any and all means possible. And like good little bosses at the top, they don't tell the public what they're really up to. They simply give you inoculations and all kinds of things which should destroy your immune system, and you start getting crippling diseases before you're 30. That makes you ineligible for a marriage partner to mate, and therefore you're out of the running. This was all discussed at meetings in the early 1900s. Read the book, The Next Million Years, by Charles Galton Darwin, one of these particular elites and the grandson of Charles Darwin. He describes having to reduce the population, and he gave us a dilemma. He said, here we are giving inoculations which might stop the natural production or consequences of overpopulation by increasing population. He says, we have to do something to counter it. Well, if you follow all of the problems we call premature aging diseases that are out today, you'll start to find the course and the causes, because they follow along with the charts for inoculations. he even talks about ways to basically destroy the higher intellect in the general public so there can be no problem. They'll be easily managed by their betters. That book was applauded by all the major owners and newspapers of Britain and some parts of the world. Reason being that all the top people in the world owned those newspapers. After all, if you want to brainwash people and give them a false reality, you must control and own all information. When we look at where we are today with the computer and how easily and how quickly everyone slipped into putting all their information out in the open to be grabbed by the security forces or whoever else wants it, it's rather astounding. People fought wars to have privacy. Privacy, something they never had before the first revolutions in the 15th, 16th, and 1700s. Privacy was something you fought and died for because it was almost a holy thing, the right to be left alone. People got indignant about it. And yet today, you ask the average person about all the info they're putting out there on the computer for everyone to grab, all the authorities to grab, and they'll tell you, I don't care, I've nothing to hide. Well, you see, that's a statement of a happy, fat, contented, gluttonous slave. That's what that is. That's what you're hearing when they say that. They're happy slaves. But those same happy slaves will howl when it all goes down, which it will at the right time. As we amalgamate the Americas, something that isn't new at all, people forget the free trade negotiations, really, which were the preamble for NAFTA. The important parts of any particular bill are in the preambles because in there they describe the terminology and what the terminology will mean in all forthcoming documentation. They discuss the integration, starting with Canada and the U.S., Mexico, to be followed by Chile. For the last 10, 15 years, our tax money has been building up agri-food businesses under the five main agri-food businesses in Chile because they are to start to produce all of the main vegetables, etc., that you particularly need. The farmers in North America were to be put under, out of business. Again, not a new proposal, because at the United Nations, it was said back in the 1950s that farming was just too important to be left to farmers. What they meant by that was the big corporations were to take over, something verified by Professor Carl Quigley, the man who chose Bill Clinton for his Rhodes Scholarship. For world government, of course, that's what the Rhodes Scholarship is for. And Quigley said that this new system they're bringing in is a new feudal-type system where the new feudal overlords will be international corporations. That isn't a surprise to anyone who studied their history because you'll find that they talked about that long before Quigley as well. The monarchy of Britain and the establishment, as they call it, had discussed that back in the 1800s. In fact, they'd even discussed it even earlier when they created the beginnings of the British Empire and very quickly followed it by the establishment of the British East India Company, the first real big corporation of the world. And only those who were in monarchy and members of the related aristocracy could be shareholders in it. It's still really going today. So we live in a fantasy land designed for us by intelligent people who work in the think tanks. They work for the big boss man. The big boss men don't do any work at all. So even the front men like Rockefeller, etc., are still workers. They're worker bees, but they're not the bosses. You go back into the writings of Adam Weishaupt, only one member of one group of a particular high Masonic group called the Illuminati, a name they stole from the real Illuminati that had existed for centuries. And Weishaupt said that they would create foundations, philanthropic foundations that would go under the guise of charity to take over the world. You'll find that your world is run now by these foundations through non-governmental organizations. That's how the Soviet system was run. And that's why the Soviet system was actually set up as a big prototype where they could iron out all the problems. Lenin himself said that the dictatorship of the proletariat, it should have been over the proletariat, actually. He said it'll last about 70 years, then we'll merge. We will merge with the West into a new system, a system which is neither quite capitalist nor communist. And what you have is socialism and massive bureaucracies to run the majority of the public for a small fascist elite. Back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan worked back here, cutting through the matrix. As I say, the talks I give aren't the most pleasant talks because I don't look at all the fantasy bright sides that most people do look at, all the things that you're taught to believe in. Be happy, just be happy, like that silly song goes. Don't worry, be happy. If you're happy and you know what's going on, then I'd have to say you're actually crazy, perhaps psychotic. Because what's happening is not pleasant. We're living in a time when humanity, as we know it, literally is in the balance. It's a time where we make the decisions ourselves where to acquiesce to giving up everything. Our humanity, our ability to live our own lives and choose our own directions, or to simply hand it over to a small elite who believe they've got it in the bag. That's what we're living through right now, is an incredible time of changes. Changes which you can participate in if you want to. If you can get through all the various groups that are out there which will mislead you, because the big boys tend to think of everything. You must be your own person in this and decide what is important to you in this highly dysfunctional, literate society we live in, where most people can't even get on with each other on an individual basis. We have to overcome that and decide, do we want to go down quietly, or do we at least go out with the bang rather than a whimper? That's where we are today. And yet knowing what's going on helps you transcend all the worry. It gives you a form of peace because suddenly everything makes sense to you for the first time. You don't get it from the mainstream media. Their job is to keep you off balance and worried and make you want to save this particular system. Even though the elite themselves have decided they're changing their system, you see, they own the system completely. You don't. You accept it simply because you think it's normal. It exists. Lenin himself, trained by the best bankers on the planet, said there are many, many ways and directions society could go. 1,000, he said. But the public must never be made aware of this. They must think the one they're born into is the only natural evolution it could possibly be. And that is true. Most folk do think that. They're trained to think it. In fact, they're trained not to do much thinking at all. That's what school is for, to stop you thinking for yourself. Standardized education is the method they use, and then reinforced by cartoons all the way up to movies for adults to stop you from thinking. It is amazing to have a brain capacity and use 10% of the gray matter in it. And even then, we have to turn it off and download ourselves with so much entertainment which programs us. Now, I'll be back again on Wednesday with some more information, and hopefully I can take callers then. So from Hamish, my dog, and myself, it's good night, may your God or your gods go with you.
It's true.